您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Are you willing to pay for better air quality in public places? A customer in Zhangjiagang, East China's Jiangsu province, has complained to the local authority about a restaurant charging an air purifying fee without prior notice. When has breathing been charged with a fee? 客人去张家港一家餐厅用餐，竟被要求支付一元钱的空气净化费。什么时候呼吸也要被收费了？ First of all, guys, what does this air purifying fee cover, and why is there this charge?
Well, basically, according to the pricing authority's investigation, the restaurant there in Zhangjiagang City charges every customer 1 yuan or 16 US cents in air purifying fees to make up for the cost of purchasing and running air purifiers, as they aim to provide a better dining environment andthe worsening air quality in the city. The restaurant has been charging its guests since Beijing issued its very first ever red alert for air pollution early this month, and the three-day highest smog alert was issued on 7th of this month. And now we see that Beijing has issued the second red alert. And we know these red alerts pose hazardous threats to public health to reduce the degree of the air pollution.
You see, guys, I don't want to get too full of myself here, but we did previously talk about the problem of air quality on the edition of, on a previous edition of Round Table. And me and Law Yu had very different views, and it ended up with Law Yu saying, oh, Sam, you're overreacting, and you're making too big a deal out of this, and it's just a one-off situation. I said, guys...We shouldn't breeze over this topic, because if air pollution becomes a regular occurrence in Beijing, then it's going to cause several much more serious problems. Now, it's not quite a regular occurrence yet. It's only the second time we've seen this happen in a short period of time. But I don't want to say I told you guys so, but it does feel like this is becoming more of a regular occurrence. And as part of that, we're now having to talk about this a lot more on the show.
Yeah, and we have been talking about smog in the last couple of years, and this red alert is certainly something new. And I hope this doesn't turn into one of those new normals, but we will sit back and see what will happen. But one thing to bring to you guys' attention is, don't you realize that something very strange is going on here?On the one hand, it's like Beijing is issuing this red alert, and Zhangjiagang, a restaurant there, is charging a special fee because of Beijing's, issuing a red alert. What's going on here?
Well, basically, you know, if you look at the air pollution, it's sort of universal, especially here in northern part of China. So, I mean, due to the ripple effect of the air pollution here in Beijing, some other restaurants there in some other cities have issued such, you know, fees. I think it's quite reasonable to some extent.
Yeah, I actually agree with Lu Yu. I think the only part where I would disagree with what they're doing in this restaurant...is if you want to argue that with certain air purifiers, they actually create carbon dioxide, which can mean that they also have a negative effect for customers, you could possibly argue that. But short of that, I think that the people that are complaining about the 1 yuan service charge here need to simply get over it. You go to a restaurant and you're willing to pay for extra for nicer furniture, better cutlery, a good service, better surroundings...an atmosphere, all of the traditional things that attribute to the atmosphere of a restaurant we're customarily willing to pay for. So why would we not be willing to pay for this?
Okay, before I jump in and pound you guys hard on this, because I think, okay, I see what, Sam, you're saying. You think you're for this extra charge of special clean air in a restaurant, right? What about you, Lo Yu?
I'm also for it, but I think the...
Why do you think so?
I think the owner of the restaurant should have done this in a much smarter way.Without notifying some other people, you know?
Yeah, let's do it under the table. Let's just charge you guys extra without you actually knowing it. Is that what you're going for?
I mean, this is what a lot of restaurants are doing, actually. I mean, they charge a lot of things. For example, the napkins, the plastic bags, and the meal boxes. sometimes they didn't notify you if you want to have this. And all of a sudden, when you pay your bill, you say, okay, you have used the napkin, so I have to pay 2 kwai for each.
And also, if you go to certain restaurants that have really nice, big, comfortable chairs and really nice tables mm-hmm. and really nice cutlery,
yeah.
the food there tends to be a bit more expensive. That's because of the nice surroundings that they're providing for you. So why is this any different from anything, any other appliances that they have in the restaurant that improves your dining experience?
Okay, and guys, oh my, oh my, oh my, I cannot believe that both of you think it's okay to place a special charge on restaurant goers just because the air is bad and they want to enhance the quality inside, because we're talking about a basic duty that don't these restaurants should bear anyway, that we're not talking about special cutlery. We're not talking about, like, special chairs that are super comfy. We're talking about staying alive. We're talking about breathing. Isn't that something that should just be the basic things that any restaurant should just, you know, give us? Do you think it's, like, sort of the audacity you see in the restaurateur to even want to charge us with something so basic?
With all due respect, He Yang,
yes.
this is something that has no longer become basic in the area that we live in. I'm sorry, but it's not the restaurants that have made the air quality really bad here. Why are they the ones that are now being expected to sort this out, and it's becoming mandatory for them to have to buy an air purifier? No, the reason that we're living in a situation where people are looking for restaurants with better air is because of us, the industries in Beijing and in northern China that have had no regard for air pollution, that have caused the situation that we're in, that people now have special requirements to find somewhere where there's very good air. You can't hold the restaurants accountable for what all the major manufacturing industries in northern China are doing.
Okay, well,
And from the accounting perspective, I mean, the cost of purchasing and keeping operations of the air purifiers will be transferred to the customers anyway, eventually.
And you think that just setting this extra fee for customers is the right way to go?
It's the right way to go, because, you know, those air purifiers are fixed assets by those restaurant owners. And then, you know, if the restaurant owners, for the benefits of the customers, for the benefits of operations, if they want to charge certain fee on using it, I mean, it's just quite reasonable, because they are contained as part of their physical assets.
Hold on. So basically you're saying that because this is something that now has turned into a luxury, having breathable air in a restaurant, so it's all right to place a charge, then what about all the like cork opening fees for wine bottles? And what about those some of the extra charges that you guys have mentioned earlier has been categorized as unlawful? And with the latest development of this story, is I guess it's good news that this has been banned and has been outlawed, and said that, the local pricing authority said this is not acting according to our local regulation, and you should not charge this extra fee for purifying air, so to speak, for customers. So what do you think is that going?
Absolutely terrible, because now you're creating a situation where if I'm a restaurant owner, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, I can't charge them extra for purchasing extra equipment in the restaurant. I'm going to lose out if I purchase an air purifier, because I can't reflect it in the prices. So I guess unless I'm willing to do something illegal, then
Why does it have to be going to illegal? Aren't you going a bit too far?
Well, maybe, but think about it. If I'm not allowed to charge extra for the extra equipment that I'm willing to purchase for the customer, then it's all coming out of my pocket. And the point of a business is to make money, which means this now becomes a bad investment, which is just going to stop people from restaurant proprietors from using air purifiers at all.
I think what's going on here, well, what's going to happen is probably what something that Luo Yu has sort of touched upon earlier, is that, well, you know, just add this expense to the pricing of all dishes. because, you know, like we said earlier, if this is going to be adding cost as you put an air purifier into the restaurant, then somehow, you know, the cost is going to be absorbed somewhere, right?
Right.
And it comes back to the customer.
I mean, even some people asking for this sort of prior notification. It's just very, very symbolic from my perspective. Even the customers were notified. I mean, a lot of people would say, no, I'm not going to pay this one quite. But, you know, if the, as I said, if the owners of the diners have done it in a very smart way, I just include this one quite into the bill, and I think all the problems will be solved. So from my perspective, this boss has done this in a very smart way when it comes to, you know, implementing some marketing ploys, because this restaurant now has triggered national debate and it's become quite famous. Probably a lot of people will go and check, you know, how the service there.
These people have something better to do than to check out some air purifiers in a restaurant? I think this person has not been so shrewd with this business decision, actually, because if he was really smart, then just like one of our WeChat listeners have suggested, let's see, I think it's from a WeChat listener, Romantic, saying that basically what he should have done is just put that air purifier at the entrance of the restaurant and make it obvious that we have this special equipment for better air for you, we care about your customer experience, and then put that extra 1 yuan into whatever dish that these people, customers, have ordered, and without you knowing, you're paying for it.
See, it's not even, I don't think it's even as complicated as that, Ho Yang. I think all you've got to do is attribute this to the service charge. You don't put it into the dishes. You put it into the service charge, which accounts for waitresses and equipment and everything, and that solves the problem. And in terms of advertising, I do agree with what our listener said. I do think this is going to become a major thing where you see a lot of people wanting to advertise the fact that they've got clean air in their restaurants, especially if the problem of air pollution persists in northern China, which it may very well do.
But for a lot of not very good restaurants there, I mean, you might feel very awkward if the owner charges you some fee like this. I mean, if it is a very, very delicate, very nice, very fine restaurant you're dining you know, adding 15% of the service charge is reasonable and understandable. However, in some of the, you know, low-level, shabby restaurants on the streets, are you willing to pay this fee?
No, I personally don't think that they will add air purifiers anyway, because this just becomes like every other aspect of a restaurant. Certain restaurants have really renowned chefs and certain restaurants don't. Some restaurants use organic ingredients and others don't. There have always been different factors that distinguish quality, and they're usually reflected in price. If you're a low income based restaurant, then you're not going to be going to the expense of buying an air purifier. This is purely directed at restaurants that can afford to do so and charge accordingly.
But if the restaurants have decided to buy air purifier, it's not only for the benefits of the customers. Probably the owners want air purifiers as well. How about the health of those people, the waiters, the waitresses, and the people who own the restaurant?
Okay, well, those are some really good points, and I just want to use our listeners' response to refute them, as it seems like for once our WeChat listeners have actually sort of united in one front that is going against this charge of air purifiers in restaurants, going against what you guys have been saying. Meow, 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 小姐.
How many meows
are
there?
Hello, Ms. Cat, I suppose. She says that shouldn't this be a basic duty? Shouldn't this be something that people are expecting? Shouldn't this not be charged on its own? Giving you an example, now in the future, does it mean that this restaurant will charge extra as the waitress cleans the table into a pristine state? Would that be charged extra? And gives this final response that is ridiculous, which I do sort of agree with. And there's Jesse saying that this is understandable, but this is not a good way to attract customers because this is supposedly something that is like a plus for your service, but now putting an extra charge on it just makes people feel, you know, just sort of driving people away. And Zhang Changchang talked about, we've discussed paying extra for extra clean utensils. Is that really a good idea? And now she thinks this is just going an extra step further and doesn't really agree with it. And finally, Sarah, from Fu Yumenye, I suppose, says that it's not fair for the customers and it is not the cost of the restaurant. Not the cost of customers, and the restaurant should digest the cost. But ultimately, it's going to be the customers that's paying for this. So yes, there we see our listeners don't like this idea, and send in more messages if you think otherwise.